All right, let's get David Safran in. We do our Ask a Blank segment. We do plumbers, bug ladies, all sorts of stuff today. David, I'm calling it Ask a Solar Guy. How you doing, my friend?
Doing pretty good. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I was really blown away by all that you guys do at Sunrun Solar when you walked me through it off the air, then on the air a couple weeks ago. In fact, you and I are going to be chatting soon after I'm done with a busy period because I'm really interested in what you guys do potentially for my house as well. But honestly, yeah, David, the first thing I want to say, though, is when I hear solar, I say, oh, I really want to do that, but I don't want to spend $30,000 up front to eventually save money. And you guys have kind of just basically flipped the script on all of that, right?
That's true. We were actually the ones that that started this whole program back in 2016. The whole idea was to make it affordable for people. And you're right. I mean, most people were paying anywhere between $30,000 and $60,000, you know, for a solar system, especially if they had a battery. And what we invented was something called a power purchase agreement or a solar lease. And basically, you know, we've got some federal subsidies, we've got a state subsidy, we've got some money that we get from ComEd, and that pays for a good part of the system. So we can afford to build the system at no cost to the consumer. And so, you know, what we're really just charging them for is the cost of power, which they're buying from ComEd anyway, but they're paying much more to them because they've got a grid to maintain and we don't. And so what you really get is a lot of predictability. So we know what your cost is going to be over a 15-year period of time, which is a term of our agreement. And most people will save a significant amount of money in year one, and certainly over the term of the agreement. And we'll talk a little bit more about batteries, but that's one of the things that we really are pushing these days is a storage and solar solution together. We're one of the, I think we are the only company that will not build a system without a battery for very good reasons. But primarily, you know, a lot of people, when they put, you know, these systems in, they get the battery, you know, like, okay, yeah, you know, ComEd doesn't really have a lot of outages, so they don't really see the value of it. And there's other reasons that we have the battery, but, you know, in recent months, yeah, we've seen what's been going on with, you know, weather conditions and all that. And I've had more than my fair share of customers call me and say, hey, I was the only guy in my block that had power, and so now I really see the value of it.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, like 9 days ago, David, we've had so many of them this summer. There were people out of power for 3 or 4 days in Evanston and near where I live in Downers Grove. It's like, I thought of you, David, when I was huddling in the basement, and luckily I didn't lose power completely, but it was flickering. And I literally was like, why didn't I talk to David and get this done before I'm about to lose power and my internet and all this stuff? Because you're right. Like, it'll obviously have a, you guys, and I shouldn't say obviously, because not all solar places have the battery or they charge extra for the battery. You guys, it's like part of the deal, as I understand it. The battery charged up, and even if it, the next day is cloudy, it's still going to charge and be able to run your house. I mean, it's, I don't want to say infinite because people are going to, you know, raise heck about it, but essentially is, David, right? Like, we're, you really do a lot of great stuff. I want to talk more maybe about that in the next segment, David, but I want to hone in on the price thing again and how it works, because you guys put all the upfront cost of putting this stuff on the roof. And then you, and obviously you don't know exactly the savings or where it will be in the first year, because you have to really analyze, you do a full analysis essentially, right? To kind of give people the predictability, but you can't guarantee, oh, 30% or whatever, but you guys can look at it and talk to people before you put everything on the roof.
That's right. I mean, every house is different, really. I mean, you could have the same model of a house, you know, so five in a row, and every house uses power differently. Someone might have five kids. Someone might have an electric car. I mean, there's a whole bunch of factors. So, you know, because you sent me your bill, we take a look at your electric bill because it shows me what your annual usage is. And that helps me determine how big of a system to build. And, you know, the bigger the system, generally, the more money you'll save. And so we'll put together a proposal. And then along with that proposal, I put together a spreadsheet that will show you side by side what ComEd's costs are, what we predict their rates are going to go up by over the next 15 years. And then we show our side, which has a fixed increase, so we know exactly what our side is going to be. So it's really easy for me to show people what that savings was going to be, and they can really understand it. They're really looking at numbers then.
What do you? What is your fixed increase year over year?
It's 2.99%. I mean, we do have a fixed rate that we do offer for those people that just want to have the same cost every year. But in my opinion, I think the escalator is a lot better deal, especially if you don't know how long you're going to live in your house. And, you know, these are things I discuss with the customers. Some people might live in their house for, you know, 5-7 years. Other people, like, this is my forever house. And so that would help me determine you know, what to do for you.
Okay, so 2.99% up year over year. What is that compared to like a ComEd bill over time, and specifically in the last couple of years, I'm asking, because I feel like my bill has skyrocketed in the last five.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't really look at their bills that closely, and so when I bring up the increases, they're like, well, I never saw it go up that much until I show them the bill. So if you look back in May of last year, your cost of your supply was about 6.5 cents. Then the following month, it went up to over 9.5 cents. So it was like a 35% increase. This June, it went up another 8%, but then there was a credit on the taxes side that was going away. And so ultimately, the increase was about 41%.
Whoa.
And ComEd is actually telling us also that, you know, they expect rates to go up significantly over the next 15 years because, you know, we all know what's happening with AI. We've, you know, it's been in the media constantly. People have electric cars, you know, using more electricity in their houses. You know, it's supply and demand. You know, until they get the infrastructure built to where it needs to be, there's going to be high costs of power. And it's important to know that ComEd doesn't make the power. ComEd buys that power. So when it's a high demand time of day and ComEd's buying that power on the fly, it's going to be significantly more than your standard rate. So, you know, again, these are things that we discuss when we're in a consultation.
Yeah, I know you'll most likely save people right away, but even if like you're flat with ComEd the first year, knowing that they're going to very likely go up much more than 2.9%, you're going to like see those savings escalate year over year and very likely see them at the beginning, just depending on the house and everything. David, we got to hit the news here. Can you just quickly give out your website or your phone number, and then we'll have more on the other end?
Yep. Phone number is 224-458-7868. And the website is gosunrun.com/WGN.
All right. 720 WGN. John Hansen here for a little extended Your Money Matters. Mr. Landecker coming up, and David Safran here for about 10 more minutes to answer any questions you have about solar. He's from Sunrun Solar, and if you missed the first segment, basically it kind of flips the script. A lot of solar companies have you pay the upfront costs of putting a bunch of solar panels on your roof, and then over time, I assume, and actually, David, that's one of the first questions we have, is you'll make up that cost, and you'll eventually have less, you'll make money on it, essentially. But David, someone wanted to know, do you know generally how long it takes for someone to make up the cost? And then to know that that really depends on the house and everyone. And this isn't your business model, so I don't know how much you know about it. But what have you heard from people who do spend a lot of money to put solar panels on the roof? Generally, are we talking 5 years till they, you know, are making money on it? Or is it more like 15 or even more?
Well, that's a good question, because especially now. So we do sell systems as well as doing solar leases.
Oh, okay.
That's why I can be very honest with people and tell them my honest opinion of what I think is better. But now that the subsidies are gone, there used to be a federal tax credit of 30% when President Biden had put in the Inflation Reduction Act. And then President Trump, with the big, beautiful bill, took that away. We were able to keep the subsidies in on the solar lease, and that's how we can still afford to do this. So, you know, if you were to ask me before that, you know, when there was subsidies, I would tell you that at least in this market, the average person might get their money back in as little as 7 years and maybe as much as 12 years, depending on how much power that we're producing. But now, except for very extreme circumstances, you know, it would take quite a bit of time. You better make sure it's your forever house. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, even 7 to 12 years, that's not nothing, especially if you're putting the money up front. And since this is a financial show, I'm just like thinking through, like, okay, what if I want to take out a HELOC to do it? Okay, I'm going to probably pay interest on the HELOC. Am I pulling from a brokerage account and now I'm paying the taxes on the money? So, like, literally, unless I have cash laying around burning a hole in my pocket, which I don't, David, and a lot of people don't, I don't know. Do you ever get, like, financial advisors involved in these conversations? Do clients say, hey, let me talk to my guy or gal?
Yeah. It's funny you should say that, because on a couple of occasions I've actually brought them in on the phone call, and I've showed them both ways. And listen, we all know there's a cost of money, right? I mean, even if you have that money in a 4.5 or 5% CD and it's compounding every year, you're losing that money value. Or if you need the money in a pinch, you don't have it. You've now put it on your roof, and unless you got another home equity loan to pull that money out, it's not going to make much sense. And the census tells us that any average person lives in their house for about 7 years. So take that into consideration. Even when there was a subsidies, again, unless you knew you were going to live in that house for a long time, it didn't make much sense. That's why solar leasing is really popular.
We're getting a lot of questions now. 773, what about hail? Is that a real concern? Because we get a lot of it here, seemingly more so than we used to.
Yeah, not just hail, but you know, wind, and you know, we get plenty of things in the change of seasons in Chicago. And you know, companies that make the panels, you know, we don't make the panels. We're just vertically integrated and do everything else. But the companies that make the panels and all the equipment, they know where they're going, and so you know, they know what they're supposed to withstand. I mean, they'll withstand a Category 3 hurricane. And if we get that, you got more problems than the solar panels flying up your house. And if hail does happen to damage the panels, and it has to be a pretty big size, we're going to replace that. So,
oh, nice.
So the customer doesn't have to worry about that.
I mean, that's another huge advantage of leasing from you guys, right? Is that if the equipment malfunctions, I assume you guys are going to fix it, right?
100%. I mean, think about ComEd. You know, if a tree falls on a wire, who's paying for it? They are. You know, or if you know, something else happens with a transformer blows up or whatever, they're not coming to your house with a big bill to pay for it. They're paying for it and replacing it so they can keep delivering you power and charging you for it. So it's the same thing with us. We're delivering you the power, but we have to maintain that system. It's ours. We have to insure it. We have to make sure that we're guaranteeing if there's ever any damage to your home that we cover that as well. So the customer shouldn't have anything to worry about other than the cost of power.
This is interesting stuff. By the way, we're chatting with David Safran. If you're just joining us now, go sunrun.com/WGN. And David, the 630, this is a good question. Do you guys take a look at the roof? Will you give me an honest opinion if maybe this isn't the right roof for the right time for a solar lease? You kind of see what they're saying there, right?
Oh, my God, yes. And, you know, we live in a climate where that's a big issue. So that's one of the first things that we look at is a roof and look at the condition of that roof. And if we don't believe that that roof is going to withstand the term of the agreement, we're going to recommend replacing it. But one of the beautiful things about our company, because we're vertically integrated, we have a different profitability model. And depending on the size of that system, we could help to subsidize the cost of that new roof. So, you know, that could be a big plus for somebody who really needs it, but doesn't have, you know, the big, you know, downstroke to put, you know, on a new roof. And so they may kick the can down the road. This is a way to not only go solar, but get a new roof if needed for a very, very large discounted price.
Okay. The 847, I do have a lot of trees in my area, but this sounds super interesting. Is that something that you take under consideration? Are there some areas in our city or suburbs that maybe aren't as good, or is most of the area pretty good? That's a lot of questions, David.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and that is true. Your house has to qualify. I mean, obviously, if you have a lot of trees creating a lot of shade, you're not going to get a lot of efficiency. So we look at the direction of a roof, we look at the pitch of the roof, and we look at the shade modeling. And not every house will qualify. And if it doesn't, you know, I can make other recommendations. You know, I'm not there just to sell somebody, you know, something. I want them to do the right thing. But I can make recommendations if they don't qualify for solar. But hopefully we can do that. If it's a question of one tree having to be taken down because we'll get more power, as long as, you know, if maybe the tree's not healthy or maybe it's too close to the house, we can help take that down as well and subsidize that cost too.
Oh, wow. That's huge. Okay. Wow. That's amazing. 815, do you got to clean these things?
You do not. You know, if you lived in maybe Arizona where they got a lot of dust, I've got some customers there, and occasionally I'll recommend, like at night when they pull down, you know, to spray some water on it. But here you don't have to do that. We get enough rain, you know, wind, snow, whatever. You know, they self-clean. I would never recommend people cleaning them because we don't want to cause any damage and void the warranty.
Okay, this is a, you can give me an honest answer or no comment here, David. The 312 wants to know, they say, I think solar's gotten a bad name because sometimes I feel like it's a scam, people going door to door. I feel like sometimes the salespeople have done themselves no favors selling solar generally. Do you agree with that, David?
Well, listen, I mean, every industry has their bad actors. You know, there are some guys out there who are very pushy, kind of like the old Fuller Brush salesman, so to speak. You know, and, you know, we stay away from that. And it's unfortunate that does give the industry sometimes a bad name. But hopefully when I see somebody, if they've had that experience, I can try and put that to rest in the beginning. And once I explain what we do and, you know, the fact that we are vertically integrated, we're a public company, we're, you know, here for reporting to shareholders, so we're not going anywhere. It's important. But, yeah, there are some bad actors out there, and we do have to deal with that.
773, do HOA rules get in the way sometimes?
They do. There's actually a law called the 2011 Solar Rights Act, and what Illinois has stated is that an HOA or a village can't stop a customer from going solar. However, there are some HOAs that are a little bit particular. There's a couple that I deal with in particular that have a rule about not putting panels on the front of the house. Now, if I wanted to take them to court, they'd lose, but I don't have to live there, right? So, you know, I don't want the customers to have to deal with that. So, you know, we'll try and accommodate them as much as possible. But if it's imperative that they have to be in a certain place, you know, we'll work with the HOA, but we try and make them happy.
Okay. What happens after the last, after 15 years? So it's a 15-year lease. Does that mm-hmm. mean the person's like stuck with those on top of the roof and then?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few options. You know, you could decide to just get rid of it. You know, we'll take that system off, plug up the holes, no cost to the customer. In some cases, it might be wise to buy the system out at that time because they do last for 30 years. But most people will opt for going with a new system because, let's be honest, in 15 years, you know, the technology is definitely going to change. Battery technology will get better. Even if there's still panels, you know, there'll probably be less of them to give you more power. So most of some of our leases when we first started this company are now coming up, and we're finding that most people are renewing with a whole new system, in which case we'd take the system off, inspect the roof again, make some recommendations, and then, you know, we go through a whole process like, you know, we would in the beginning. And if they decide to sign a new agreement, we'll put a whole new system on in whatever configuration that would go in. So you could get a whole new system again at no cost.
630, how long does a solar panel last usually, and are they recyclable? Interesting.
A good part of them are recyclable. There are some parts that are not, but I think the last time I checked, they're about 80 or 85%. Recyclable, and as I stated, that they're guaranteed to last. In fact, there's a state disclosure that we have to show to our customers before they move forward that states that the panels are going to last 30 years before they've degraded enough where you probably should replace them.
815, any concerns in the winter that this thing's not going to provide any power for my house?
That's a good question, too. There's a very distinct possibility. If we get a lot of snow, you won't, but what happens is in the summertime, we're producing a lot more power than the system, than your house actually needs, and that will create a credit with the utility that will carry over through the winter. So even though you technically are buying power from the utility, those credits will pay for that. So in most cases, your ComEd bill will be zero. There are some cases where there may be some cost depending on the offset, but that's a good question.
219, if I lease the system this year, move 2 years later, is it transferable?
100% transferable, no cost to transfer that. You know, the customer will pick up, the customer buying the house will pick up where that lease left off and have all the same benefits that the previous homeowner had.
Right.
And it's certainly a big value proposition as well.
David, we didn't even get to all the questions. I got to book you back again here. Can you come back another night?
Anytime you want, John. I'm always available to you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Okay, so gosunrun.com/WGN. It's a good way to, if you love solar and the thought behind it, you want to save a little money too, or a lot of money as it turns out. This is a great option, so you don't have to put down all the money up front. It's a lease opportunity. And you can go back. We're going to post this whole podcast, if you missed the beginning of it, WGNradio.com. And David, give us your number one more time.
224-458-7868. That's my direct number. If I don't answer, just leave me a message and I will call you back.
All right, David, we'll talk again soon, man. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, John.